Lekutu Sicha is Chelek Chav Beis, Emir Sicha Beis, Lili Nishmas Reb Yosef Ben Yamin Ben Reb Menashe Kaltman. We're going to explore the Yom Tov of Sukkos. We're going to contrast it to the Yom Tov of Pesach. We're going to learn some halachic definitions and some deeper understandings in the Yom Tov of Sukkos, primarily. And we're going to highlight some details that you may not have ever noticed before, and explain how those details actually define to us what is really the Yom Tov of Sukkos. And just to give a very brief intro before we begin the Sicha, if you open up the Chumash in Parshas Emor, at the end of the Parsha where it discusses the Yomim Tevim, Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. So when it comes to the Yom Tov of Sukkos, which is in Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Dalid, David just says, David of Bnei Yisrael, B'chamisho Asayim L'chedesh HaShvi Yazeh, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yom LaHashem. On the 15th day of the 7th month is the Yom Tov of Sukkos. And then it talks about the details of the Yom Tov. It's Mikra Kodesh, it's a holy day, not to do melacha, to bring the Karbanos. We know that Sukkos, there were very many Karbanos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. But the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah or dwelling in the sukkah is not mentioned until Pasuk Mem Beis, which is 8 psukim later. Pasuk is Teish v'Shivas Yamim. And we're going to learn something from this. We're going to explore this. And it's going to teach us something very fundamental about the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Afin Pasuk Karev L'Seif Parshas HaMeyadeis David Ob Nei Yisroel Leimer. State in Teras Kerenim, the Teras Kerenim, which is the Medrash on Parshas Vayikra, says as follows: Ma Talmud Leimer, what does this pasuk teach me? And as we'll see in a moment, he's referring here to the word Hasukos, Chag Hasukos. Why does it say Chag Hasukos? Fish number Hasukos Teishvu Shivas Yomim. Since later on it's going to say that you should dwell in the sukkah for 7 days, but it doesn't tell me which 7 days. Im shiva rishonim, if it's the first 7, meaning it's the same 7 as the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Im shiva achronim, or is the next 7 days. K'shemer v'chamisha azayim l'chedesh ha'shviyi hazeh chag ha'sukkos shivas yamim. But now when we open up this section, and it says that these 7 days of Yom Tov are called chag ha'sukkos, this tells me that the eating in the sukkah or the dwelling in the sukkah is the same 7 days as the Yom Tov. Now, if you're trying to figure out what this means, because what does it mean the Yom Tov and eating in the sukkah? Isn't it or dwelling in the sukkah? Isn't it the same thing? So, in the brackets, the Rebbe explains it very elaborately. First, we learn pshat. As the shaila from Teiras Keren and Matam and Leimar is vavoshteit and pasuk delosh chag ha'sukkos. The Mefarshim of the Medrash explain that what's bothering the Medrash is, why does it say here Chag HaSukkos? V'bal daz in di psukim shteit blois der tzivui from Mikra Kodesh. Kol melechas aveda leisasu, unkor banes ha-chag. So let's break down the various details of Yom Tov. There's the fact that it's a Yom Tov. The fact that during these days there's no melacha, and there are karbanis that are being brought. So these are all elements of the Yom Tov. Under tzivui of yeshiva besukkah, shteit eres peter b'seif ha-parsha. Another element of this Yom Tov is that we dwell in the sukkah. That is not mentioned here. That's not mentioned till the end of this parsha. Hadag yidar shtein chag shivas yomim gaymar on dem vart ha-sukkos. So it should have defined this as a Yom Tov without associating it with sukkos. Because there's other parts to the Yom Tov, and those are the ones that are being discussed here. So why do we say Chag HaSukkos? We don't even know yet that we're eating in the sukkah or dwelling in the sukkah. Avdem is Teres Kerenim, Mazmer Stev Teres Kerenim explains as follows. The Fisha Nema. Yes, as the Pasuk B'Sukkos Teis V'Shivas Yom Shteit Tzum Sav Parsha. Noch Tem V'Yesh Teit Frier in Pasuk. V'Chamish Asim L'Chedis Ashriye Chay Geymar. Techeigu Et Chag HaShem Shivas Yomim. In the Pasuk, right before the Pasuk of HaSukkos Teishvu. In Pasuk, I think it's Pasuk Mem Aleph. It says, you should celebrate this Yom Tov for 7 days, Chukas Olam forever. Bachedes Hashvi Techeigu is in the 7th month, and then it says Basukis Teishu. Weil wenn nicht gewusst, zieht der Pasuk bei Sukkos Teishu Shivas Yomim, meint dieselbe sein Yomim von dem Chag, Shiva Rishonim, annehmen dich von Tesav Bechedish, wegen welcher der Pasuk redt früher, oder als die sein Yomim von Yeshiva Sukkos, davon kommen besonder, nach dem Chag Hashem Shivas Yomim, Shiva Achrenim, annehmen dich von dem Tag, nach die sein Yomim. So if we're looking at this, as if there is a Yontif, regardless of what happens during that time, and then there are certain things that happen in that time, such as not doing melacha or something like that, then you're telling me that there has to be 7 days of eating in a sukkah, or dwelling in a sukkah. So I don't know. Is the days of dwelling in the sukkah the same 7 days as the chag that we just spoke about? And that too would begin on Tesvav, on the 15th of Tishrei. Or when it comes to Besukkos Teishas Shivas Yamim, you should dwell in the sukkah for seven days. It's a new 7 days. That for 7 days there's a yontif. And then after that begins another 7 days during which we dwell in the sukkah. Now in your mind it might be funny, because isn't that the whole thing of the yomtiv? And you would be right, because now we have the benefit of hindsight. But as I go into the psukim and I begin to learn the psukim, I don't have clarity yet. If it hadn't said the word chag ha-sukkos, if it just said chag shivas yamim, as the Torah's Kainim suggested, then I would know that there's a yomtiv. I would also know that I have to dwell in a sukkah for 7 days, but I wouldn't know that these two things are done concurrently. The Rebbe stated, "Glach v'atzcholos aparisha b'chamisha osar yom lachedish ha-shviyazeh chag ha-sukkah shivas yamim." Therefore, right in the beginning, many psukim before he introduces the concept of dwelling in the sukkah, he calls this yomtiv by the name of chag ha-sukkahs, versus megala, which tells us, as there basukas teishu shivas yamim is in demes man von zayin yimei achag, that the 7 days of eating in the sukkah, of dwelling in the sukkah, are the same 7 days as this yontif, which is why we already refer to it now as chag ha-sukkos. So that's what the Teras Kainim is telling us. Now when the pasuk says chag ha-sukkos, it's to tell us that the days of dwelling in the sukkah, which we're going to learn about later on, are the same days as this chag, as this yomtiv, which begins on the 15th day of Tishrei. Now, this would imply, seemingly, that sukkahs, the mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah, is not intrinsically connected to the yomtiv. Otherwise, how could you think that they're happening at two separate times? And the Rebbe is going to explain to us that that is not the case. From pastors, adrashin teras kenim kumtiris tachayre, as the mitzvah besukkah teishos shivas yamim is nit farbund net netzmachag, umid the ibrik in yonin shivichag. This implies that the mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah is not intrinsically connected with the essence of the yomtiv, or with the other elements that are in the yomtiv. As v'taruz gibrak lach nachdem in the esht of sukkim, which are expressed right away in the first psukim, Vayimarishim Mikra Kodesh, on the first day is a holy day. Komalechas Avedel Esasu, to not do a melacha. Shivas Yom Takrivu Ishe LaHashem, that for 7 days you are to bring a carbon to Hashem. Un Oich Nid Mide Mitzvah for Natilas Dalet Minim. Nor is it intrinsically connected with the mitzvah of the Dalet Minim, of the four species of shaking the lulav. Vas the Teirah Farbindas Mitin Chag, which the Teirah connects it with the Yomtiv. Bayoyim Lekachtem Lachem Bayoyim Harishoin, on the first day of this yomtiv, you should take these four species. So lulav is connected to sukkahs, to the yomtiv, and dwelling in the sukkah is not. So because I would think that dwelling in the sukkah is its own thing, therefore I can even suggest that I shouldn't do it at the same time. The Torah lost nor heren mitn zugeb in der Wort as sukes as the pale is the chag sukes in dem zman shivas yom la shem va chayb ze kham khamish asim khiz ze shvi. And when the pasuk says basuka hasuka is, it's telling me it's happening concurrently, but from the very fact that I thought that it doesn't have to be concurrently, seemingly implies that the mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah is not intrinsically connected with the yomtiv. Man kana bar zein etlein, but the Rebbe says that cannot be the pshat. Man von dem Gufa, was die Teirem ist mit dir dem Zman von Basukas Teishvu. Nicht durch ein anderer Eifen, nur durch dem, was die Shivas Yom HaShem ruft sie an Chag HaSukas. So says the Rebbe, that from the fact that the way the Teirah tells us that the dwelling in the Sukkah is happening at the same time as the Yom Tiv, by calling the Yom Tiv Chag HaSukas, is moving as the mitzvah for yeshiva sukkah is nitla is chal in the mizmah from the chag. This tells us that the mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah, it's not randomly that it happens to come out in the same time as the chag. The fact that the way the Torah tells it to us is by saying Chag HaSukkos, the Yomtiv of Sukkos, where it's seemingly connecting the two, the Chag with the dwelling in the Sukkah, implies that they are intrinsically connected. Nochmer, additionally, Vivaldus says the shame from the Chag is move on, and because this becomes the name of the Yomtiv, Adas is Vibayedn Shame was in Imzok Tzacharos Tamtechem in Yinachag. Anytime there's a name, as the Rebbe explained so many times, the name defines the essence. So if we're calling the Chag by the name of Sukkos, it must mean that the dwelling in the Sukkah is intrinsically connected to the Chag. However, the fees are different number Fashtein, but according to this, we have two questions. Aleph, for Vaspam Tzivi B'Sukkos Teis V'Sivas Yamim, is in Pasek Netakin Ad Gasha, Afilo Nidruch Zagim Blaze B'Sukkos Teis V'Sivas Yamim, even just by saying in these 7 days, that we should, why doesn't the Pasuk Basukas Teshu, which is the Pasuk that introduces the concept of dwelling in the Sukkah, why does it not indicate to us that we're talking about the same 7 days? We just spent a bunch of Pesukim talking about a Chag that's going to be for 7 days, starting with 15th day of Tishrei. And Basukas Teshu, dwell in the Sukkah for 7 days. Without any indication that we're talking about these same 7 days of the Chag. If they're so intrinsically connected, as we just explained, why not make that connection in the words of the Pesukim? Even by just saying the words, B'shivas hayomim, not for 7 days, but in these 7 days. Days. Why Taki does the Pasuk push it off so long? Why not tell us immediately that there's a Chag for 7 days and you should dwell in the Sukkah for 7 days? Especially since that is the style of the Pasuk, the layout of the Pasuk, when it comes to the first Yomtiv, the Yomtiv of Pesach. On the 15th day of this month, the month of Nisan, is Chag HaMatzos, the festival of the Matzos. Shivas Yom Matzos Techelu, for 7 days you should eat Matzos. Only after that do you bring up the other elements of the Yom Tiv, which is that it's a holy day and to not do Malacha and to bring Karbanos in these 7 days. So why couldn't we do the same thing with Sukkos? The whole reason why we had a problem, why we thought, and it has to say Chag HaSukkos, is because I would think that they're not intrinsically connected. Why not? Because the Sukkos Teshu comes much later in the Psukim. Why not do it the same way you did it for Pesach? Introduce the Yom Tiv and immediately tell us that we're going to be dwelling in the Sukkah for 7 days. So, we did establish that despite the fact that it seems from the suggestion that dwelling in the Sukkah is not intrinsically part of Sukkahs, of the Chag, nevertheless, from the fact that it's called Chag HaSukkos, ultimately, this teaches us that dwelling in the Sukkah is an intrinsic part of the Yom Tiv, of the Chag. The question then becomes, A, why doesn't it tell it to us Basukkos Teshuv and connect these 7 days with the 7 days of the Chag? And why, when it introduces the Chag, does it not tell us to dwell in the Sukkah for 7 days right away? So we're going to begin to explain this by first introducing, according to Nigla, the connection between the mitzvah of Sukkah and mitzvah of Luluv. Which, despite the fact that also Lulav is not brought up immediately in the parsha, nevertheless, right before it says the mitzvah of Lulav, it says Chag Hashem Shivas Yamim. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem elokeichem Shivas Yamim, and the Torah connects the Yomtiv, the mitzvah of Lulav, with the Yomtiv of Sukkos. With the Chag. So we know that those two things are connected. But we're going to see a deeper connection. That Alter Rebbe zogt b'siduray, as mitzvahs netilase from lulav v'sukkah, mitzvah min ha-mevchor. Alter Rebbe writes on the Siddur that to do the mitzvah of lulav while being in the sukkah, that is the best way of doing the mitzvah. This is seemingly something that stems from Kabbalah, from mysticism. And the source of it is in the writings of the Arizal, which are Kabbalah. Aber Yeshleimar, as a Zevi Ali Yanam and Kabbalah and Pnimis HaTorah, Hot Eich Das Amakir Vazbar Al Pinikla. But we must suggest that just like everything else, that we always say that if it's brought in Kabbalah, it has a parallel to it in Nigla de Torah. So there must be an explanation Al Pin Nigla why the best way to do the mitzvah of lulav is in the sukkah. Especially since the Alter Rebbe changes the wording of the Kisvei HaRizal and says mitzvah min hamuvchar, which is more of a halachic terminology, so we therefore must conclude that it has a biur, it has an explanation al pi nigla. So in Sif Dal, the Rebbe is going to suggest that the connection is because since you have to do everything in the sukkah, so it enhances. It enhances the mitzvah by also doing the mitzvah of lulav in the sukkah. And then I was going to say, that can't be the only explanation, because that's more about sukkah than it is about lulav. And the Alter Rebbe says, mitzvah min hamuvchar about lulav, not about sukkah. Chayre v'omage ken zogin. Ados was natilas lulav b'sukkah is mitzvah min hamuvchar. It's not the mitzvah from sukkah. So let's suggest that the reason why this is mitzvah min hamuvchar, this is the best way to do the mitzvah, is because of the mitzvah of sukkah. Yes, as the mitzvah from sukkah is tishvu kein tadudu, since the mitzvah is that you should dwell in the sukkah as the way you do live in your house. Sheyechel v'sheyse v'yashin, you eat and you drink and you sleep, v'yitayel, and you relax, v'dor basukkah, and you dwell in the sukkah. Kol zayin ayom b'mayim v'v'layla, all 7 days, night and day. K'derech shodah b'vese, as one does in their own home. V'chol dover shlo yayesech, it's the base, everything that you do only in your house. L'yasech and therefore it becomes necessary to find a reason why it's okay to learn outside of the sukkah, because really everything you do, especially your learning, should be in the sukkah. So obviously also lulav is one of the things that your person is doing during the days of sukkahs. It should be done in the sukkah. If you're living in the sukkah, then everything, including the mitzvah of lulav, gets done in the sukkah. Especially that the fact that it's a mitzvah makes it chashuv. It gives it a sense of importance. And therefore it is a firm part of the yomtiv. So therefore, if relaxing, which is a random thing, that's not a necessary thing to do, but if you're doing it, it should be done in the sukkah, then certainly lulav, which is a mitzvah, and therefore something of importance, certainly should be done in the sukkah. So that's the first suggestion, that since besukkah is teshvu kein taduru, that you dwell in the sukkah with everything that you do, so lulav is one of the things that you do, and it's actually one of the important things that you do, certainly should be done in the sukkah. But, says the Rebbe, no, that can't be the whole thing. Because number one, the Alter Rebbe writes this amongst the dinim of lulav. The mitzvah of taking, of bringing the lulav into the sukkah. Where he's emphasizing the mitzvah of lulav. This implies to us that bringing the lulav into the sukkah is not just an improvement in the mitzvah of sukkah, it's an improvement to the mitzvah of lulav. And by the way, the Rebbe is going to say that it makes a big difference. If you say that the mitzvah min hamuvchar of bringing the lulav into the sukkah is a detail in sukkah, or it's a detail in lulav, actually has halachic relevance. Between these two explanations, whether you say that it's an improvement to the mitzvah of lulav, or you say that it's an improvement to the mitzvah of sukkah, there actually would be a halachic difference. In falvim is patur min sukkah, in a case where a person is patur from sukkah. For example, when it is raining. For some entire patur min sukkah. The din is that if somebody is uncomfortable in the sukkah, he's patur from the sukkah, because just like if you were uncomfortable in your house, you would leave your house. So too, if you're uncomfortable in your sukkah, you can go out of the sukkah. Of course, the minhag chabad is to eat in the sukkah regardless, but api halacha, the halacha is that when it's raining, one is patur from sukkah. So even if lulav sukkah is b'leiz mitzvah hamuvchar in mitzvah sukkah, if the bringing the lulav into the sukkah would be an improvement only in the mitzvah of sukkah, just like all the other parts of the person's day that he does in the sukkah, with which we fulfill the mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah, is based as part of the sukkah. So when the mitzvah of sukkah is not applicable. To leave you to this Kishon case, for example, that it's raining. Darfin advartin mit Natilas Lulav is the regimen to Ferran. He doesn't have to wait for the rain to stop in order to do his Lulav. Because right now there's no obligation to eat in the sukkah or to dwell in the sukkah. Just like a person doesn't have to wait to eat or drink, you don't have to wait to eat or drink until the rain stops, besides for the first night, possibly. Because once it's a case of mitzvah, the mitzvah of sukkah doesn't apply, and therefore you would not have to wait with a lulav. Aber das ist echa mitzvah min amufchen etilas lulav. But if bringing the lulav into the sukkah is an improvement to the mitzvah of sukkah of lulav, is afal piyazav is a geshem to talking chiv mitzvah sukkah. In that case, even right now when it's raining, there's no obligation to be in the sukkah. Ibadr says mochiv etilas lulav, but since the mitzvah of lulav still continues to be applicable, was the shleimus from der mitzvah min amufchrit venzi vegeton in sukkah, and the most perfect way of doing it is in the sukkah, is mistaber asiz min amufchrit suvartin, then I would think that a person should better wait, bizeregim etufa, until the rain stops, kdeish mekayim zay mitzvah nadilasi besukkah, in order to fulfill this mitzvah of taking the lulav in the sukkah, was a mitzvah amufchrit, which is the best way of doing this mitzvah. And the Rebbe brings in the artist that it's not an issue of mitzvah min of zrizin makdimin, because since the Zizmakdimu, which means that it's better to do the mitzvah right away, because if you could do the mitzvah in a better way, then the mitzvah min amuvchar overrides the Zizmakdimu. It overrides the importance of doing a mitzvah right away. So if you say that there's a prat in lulav, there's an element within lulav, that it's a better way to do lulav by being in the sukkah, which we haven't yet explained how that is, but then that would mean that if it's raining outside and you can't get into the sukkah, it might be better to wait until the rain stops, until you can get into the sukkah and do the mitzvah of lulav. So now comes back to our original question, what is the connection between the mitzvah of sukkah and the mitzvah of lulav, that because of that the Alter Rebbe writes that a person should, that the best way to do the mitzvah of lulav is in the sukkah. Now we're going to begin to understand what is really, what makes up the Yom Tov of Sukkot. How does it become a Yom Tov? And we're going to contrast it with the Yom Tov of Pesach. And it's going to clarify to us a lot, including the answers to all of our questions. The Bir is as follows. Parshayin and Parshamed is now a Parsha. When it discusses the Yomim Tovim, Gefin the Nortzvei Yomim Tovim, Vazbazei Verter Chag Matzeichent, Metashem Yuchat, we find two Yom Tovim, that the Yom Tov is identified with its own name. For example, the Yom Tov of Shavuos is not referred to as Shavuos, Chag HaShavuos. It's not mentioned that way in the Torah. We say it that way in davening. But the Torah, and even Rosh Hashanah, it's not called Rosh Hashanah in the Torah. But two Yom Tovim are defined by a special name, Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaSukkos. There are differences between the two. So we're going to discuss now Chag HaMatzos, which is known as Pesach, and Chag HaSukkos, which is known as Sukkos. Aleph, b'Chag HaMatzos state, u'b'chamisha osur yom l'chedesh hazeh, Chag HaMatzos l'Hashem. On the 15th day is Chag HaMatzos. The Shem Chag HaMatzos state nit b'shaychas ala zibentek, but it doesn't say it about all 7 days. It just says on the 15th day is Chag HaMatzos. Un b'Chag HaSukkos state Chag HaSukkos, Shivas Yom HaLashem. The Yom Tov Sukkos is for 7 days. So this is one difference. Difference number one. That by Pesach, it only refers it to Chag HaMatzos on the 15th day. By Sukkos, it says clearly the Chag HaSukkos is for 7 days. Beis Le'idach, conversely. B'Chag HaMatzos is their Pasuk Gleich Mamshichun Zok Shivas Yom HaMatzos Techelu. By Pesach, right away, as soon as it identifies the Yom Tov as Chag HaMatzos, immediately it says for 7 days you should eat matzos. Whereas by Sukkos, it doesn't mention the mitzvah of eating, of dwelling in the sukkah right away, as we mentioned earlier. But next to the name Chag HaSukkos, but it's brought much later in the parsha. So to explain this, we could look at one more difference between these two Yomim Tovim. Chag HaMatzos vert b'loshon Chazal, un eich in loshon amurgel b'minig Yisrael b'loshon b'nei Adam, ongeru von eich medan ander nomen Chag HaPesach. The Yom Tov of Chag HaMatzos is found in the words of Chazal, as well as in the what is accepted amongst people, we also refer to it as Pesach. In Taka, in Davening, we say Chag HaMatzos. But when we talk to each other, or even we learn Masechta Pesachim, or we learn Halacha, it's called Pesach. Mashenki mechag HaSukkos, gefiminit az mezol, im onru from etan andenomen. But Chag HaSukkos, we don't find, when we talk about it, generally speaking, to use another name for it. Ervert mit den selben Namen angerufen von Bechazal und Minig Yisrael. Whether we're learning about it in Masechta Sukkah, whether we are discussing it, where you're going for Sukkahs or what you're doing for Sukkahs, everyone calls it Sukkahs. We call it alles verstandig. So from this we can understand, as the Teuchen from dem ganzen Chag, HaPesach, was steht nicht im Ganzen in dem, was es Chag HaMatzes. Was steht nicht im Chag HaSukkahs, ist das Sukkahs, die ich Teuchen HaKag. From the fact that the Chag HaMatzes is also called Pesach, this implies to us that matzah is only a detail in the Yom Tov. It's not the definition of the entire Yom Tov. Whereas Sukkos, because that is the only name of the Yom Tov, the dwelling in the Sukkah is the mainstay of the whole Yom Tov. Under Riber, and this will also explain why. When the Torah says that this day is called Chag HaMatzos, the pasuk has to right away explain that we're going to be eating matzahs for 7 days. As nor to leave them prat van achilas matzah, that they're hungry for chag matzahs. It's only for this reason that we're calling it chag matzahs. If the whole yom tov was about matzah, then you don't need to say anything chag matzahs, because that's what the whole yom tov is about. But since it's not really all about the matzah, therefore we have to say in that case, why are you calling it chag matzahs? Because we're eating matzah for 7 days. And that's why it doesn't even say with regards to, it doesn't even call it Chag HaMatzos with regards to all 7 days. Because Chag HaMatzos is not intrinsically connected to the Yom Tov of Pesach. Whereas when it comes to the 15th day of Tishrei, is Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yom LaHashem, das is der Teuchen von dem Chag von Divas Shivas Yomim. What is the main point of this Yom Tov HaSukkos? That for 7 days we're going to be dwelling in the sukkah. Umi times the gufa state need the tzivu v'sukkah state tzivu yom klaych nochag asukkas canal, which is why the mitzvah of asukkas teishvu is postponed in the until later on. Well, demo v'on gemen gemein to bechag asuk matzis as a redongeru from chag asukkas blois to live the yeshiva v'sukkah. This is a benit to take in kol achag. We want to define that sukkas is all about dwelling in the sukkah. And if it's said right away Besukas Teishvu, then I would think that it's only a detail, and it's coming right away to explain to us why I'm calling it Chag HaSukkos. By postponing the words Besukas Teishvu to later, while at the same time already saying Chag HaSukkos, it's telling us that Chag HaSukkos is that the Chag and the HaSukkos are intrinsically connected. I don't need an explanation that I'm calling it Sukkos because of Besukas Teishvu. No, it's called Chag HaSukkos because Chag and HaSukkos are intrinsically connected. They're one thing. That is the Teichen of the Chag. So with this, we already answered our questions. Not yet the eating, not yet the lulav part, but the first two questions that we asked. Why does the Torah, let me go back to the questions here. Why does it say, we didn't answer all the questions, but question Bez, which was, why does the Torah not say Besukas Teishvu Shivas Yom right away? It's very simple. By Pesach, matzah is just a detail in the Yom Tov. And therefore, the Torah, the Rebbe is going to explain this in the next Seif, very, very beautifully. But what we know right now is that the detail of matzah is not an intrinsic part of the mitzvah of the Yom Tov of Pesach, which is why we don't call it Chag HaMatzos. Generally, we call it Pesach, and therefore the Torah has to explain to us right away, why do I eat matzah? Why do I call it Chag HaMatzos? Because I eat matzah for 7 days. When it comes to Sukkos, the Sukkos is called Sukkos because the aspect of Sukkah is an intrinsic part of the Yom Tov, and therefore I don't say right away Besukas Teishvu, because then I would have thought that Sukkos is only a detail. That Torah says, why am I calling Chag HaSukkos? Because we're going to be eating in the Sukkah. So Torah says, no, let's push off that part. Let's say Chag HaSukkos without any explanation to tell us that the Chag is Sukkos. Sukkah is the Ikir Teichen, the main a point of the Yom Tov. And now we go back to Sivav the Hasbar Bazeh. What is Pshat? What does it mean that by Sukkot, by Pesach, Matzah is only a detail, and by Sukkot, dwelling in the Sukkah is the very definition of the Yom Tov? What is Pshat? The Hasbar Bazeh. The 15th day of Nisan is inherently a special, unique time. And not because that's when the mitzvah of matzah was given. But it's because that's the day the Yidden were out of Mitzrayim. And therefore it becomes a celebration. And this day should be remembered. You should celebrate this as a Yom Tov for Hashem for all generations. And Dasha says a Yom Tov as Mami Yochid is the sibit to the mitzvah Shabbai. Koylo the mitzvah Nachidus Matzah. And because it's a Yom Tov, therefore there are certain mitzvahs that are given to be done on that day, including the mitzvah of Matzah. In other words, what makes the 15th day of Nisan holy? The fact that we went out of Mitzrayim. That is the cause of the various different things that we do on that day. Whereas when you talk about the 7 days that begin on the 15th day of Tishrei, is nitkinzman miyuchad umuvdol mitzvatzman, is not inherently holy or special. It's not like anything happened on that day. What makes it holy is the fact that we're doing a mitzvah on that day, on those days that we're dwelling in the sukkah. Yes, as in the Shiva's Yom is not the mitzvah in Shiva's Sukkah, since these 7 days have a mitzvah to dwell in the Sukkah. Ubi frat veif, and as the mitzvah in Sukkah, nem tarum dem ganzen menschen, vachon yonam mishach the Shiva's Yom, especially since this is a mitzvah that entirely envelops the person and all of his things for these 7 days. Teishvu kein to duru kenala, like we said before, that it says that teishvu means that you have to dwell. Kenala, that is dor besukkah, kol zayin yom ben yimim ben laila, that he's dwelling in the Sukkah 7 days and nights. That is what makes these 7 days special. So it's going the other way. When you're starting, well, on Pesach, what happened is on the 15th day of Nisan, it went on Mitzrayim. Therefore, it became a Yom Tov. The Yom Tov, therefore, necessitates certain things, including eating matzah. On Sukkot is the opposite. On Sukkot, there's a mitzvah to dwell in the Sukkah. That's what makes this day into a celebration. To say the same thing, but from a different, in a different perspective. But yeah, the Shabbos Yom Tov zakum betfilah zechel tzias Mitzrayim. Every Shabbos on Yom Tov, you say zechel tzias Mitzrayim. That we're always remembering tzias Mitzrayim. As is our day in the machilik. B'chag haPesach is does val zocher as ayim azeh asher yitzasim in Mitzrayim. On Pesach, it's this very day that you went out of Mitzrayim. Underibe v'chagesim yisichag la'ashem u'derezechem, which therefore you should celebrate it through other generations. Kenala tischire in zman for yitzis Mitzrayim, machtem zman nachag, as we said before, remembering the day of Yom Tov, the fact that on today, the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, that's what makes this Yom Tov. Mashaykim v'shabbos v'shavuos, whereas when it comes to Shabbos and Shavuos, it didn't happen on that day. Ubiyoyser, and even more so, b'chag haSukkos. Zog titeru l'man yehu d'risechem, ki b'sukkos seishavtis b'nei Yisrael, b'tzeyes me'ez Yisrael. So you should know that I placed them in the Sukkos, when they were going out of Mitzrayim, they say, chachas, das is nit in dem zman from a Sukkos seishavtis b'nei Yisrael. Even though this is not the time of the year when this actually happened, that the Yidden were placed into the Sukkos, whether it means Sukkos literally, or whether it means the Anani Yaakovic, the clouds of glory with which the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. Und die Tere sagt dem Tam, nicht wenn die Tere sagt on dem Tzivu Yachag mit Chilas HaParsha. And the Tere mentions this, not at the very beginning, when it introduces the Yom Tov. Nor after Mitzvah Sukkah Teishu Shivas Yomim. It's only later when it says you should dwell in the Sukkah for 7 days, he says, because when you went out of Mitzrayim, we went in Sukkahs. V'yad Rabba, Mitzah Demu Dos is Davke Nid Meya Aviv. In the Zafi Yitzis Yitzrayim, is demo the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah and the Chag HaSukkos for Yizok Tin Tur. And as the Tur tells us, that the Yom Tov of dwelling in the Sukkah is specifically not in the time, in the spring, which is the time when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. We wanted to know that the Yidden are doing it for the sake of the mitzvah, and therefore it was scheduled in the time of the fall, in autumn. So from this we see that the time that we're dealing with is not a Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. It's the fact that we're dwelling in the Sukkah that creates the Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim, and that creates the holiness of these days. Al Pizeh is moving. So this is the fundamental nekuda here, that when it comes to the Yom Tov of Pesach, the day is inherently holy, and because of that, we do various different things, including matzah. When it comes to Sukkot, the day is not inherently holy. We are making the day holy by dwelling in the Sukkot. Al Pizeh is moving. So now, if we are making the Yom Tov of Sukkot, then when it comes to the various elements of the Yom Tov, that is at the holy day, and that we don't do melacha, and that we bring karbanes, they're not separate elements. That have no connection with the obligation of dwelling in the sukkah. As we originally thought, that sukkah was its own thing, a separate thing. What makes the Yom Tov? The fact that we dwell in the sukkah. And therefore it's called Chag HaSukkos. So then the idea of sukkah now includes in it all the various details. Just to clarify what we mean by that, let's contrast it back to Pesach. When it comes to Pesach, which as we explained, is a Yom Tov, independent of the mitzvah of eating matzah. All the other elements are connected with the very Yom Tov of Pesach, and not so much with matzah. In other words, when it comes to Pesach, that Pesach and matzah are two separate things, so to speak. They're independent of each other. Pesach is inherently holy, and then the Eibishter tells us we should eat matzah on that holy day. Then the rest, the other elements that make up the Yom Tov of Pesach, are not intrinsically connected to the mitzvah of matzah. But by Sukkot, the whole Yom Tov is made up by the mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah. So automatically, all the other parts of Yom Tov are also connected with the mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah. And now we're going to go back to the mitzvah of lulav. Now that we understand that all the parts of Yom Tov are intrinsically connected to sukkah, it'll make sense why the mitzvah of lulav is best done in the sukkah. Al pi hanhal is moving echman again kiyum mitzvah von yeshiva besukkah und der shaychis von mitzvah until is lulav to the mitzvah of sukkah. So according to this, we'll now understand the connection between the mitzvah of lulav and the mitzvah of sukkah. Kanal is beim tzivu besukkah teishu shivas yamim nicht gesagt geworden besukkah teishu beshivas yamim ad designen frier zayin yimei chag. So here, the Rebbe also answers our other question. Why later, when it says Besukas Teis V'Shivas Yamim, does the Torah not reference that these 7 days are the same 7 days of the Chag? Because that would mean that these 7 days are Yom Tov even before the mitzvah of Sukkah. Well, does was Mitzvahuyu Zitzin Shivas Yamim Besukkah is neither far but does on Shivas Mechag nor Lahepech. The Torah doesn't want to say B'Shivas Hayamim, which would imply that there's already 7 holy days of Chag, and during those days we're going to eat in the Sukkah or dwell in the Sukkah. Fakert, the Torah wants to tell us that Sukkah is what makes up the Yom Tov. B'Sukkah Teisvu Macht Gede Zayin Miachak Nal Barucha. B'Sukkah Teisvu creates the Shivas Yamim. So B'Shivas Hayamim would imply that there already are 7 days that are Yom Tov. And during these days, we dwell in the sukkah. And the Torah clearly doesn't want to give off that message. Because what makes the Yom Tov of Sukkot is the dwelling in the sukkah. And therefore it says, B'sukkah teishu shivas yamim. Ve'al pizeh yom tig, lashon rashi b'negei shmini atzeres. Parenthetically speaking, this will make it gishmak, a lashon rashi, with regards to shmini atzeres. But then was the Gemara zog, as there is regal b'fnei atzmei. That the Gemara says that despite the fact that it's called by Yom HaShmini, it is the 8th day, nevertheless, it's its own Yom Tov, all getilt from Chag HaSukkos, independent of Sukkos. Taich Rashi, she'ein yoshim besukkah. Says Rashi, because we don't dwell in the sukkah. The regel from Chag HaSukkos is der mesuva ve'inyu from yeshiva besukkah, because the Yom Tov of Sukkos is a outcome of the dwelling in the sukkah. The etzem regel b'shteitin demos yeshim besukkah, the very Yom Tov is defined by the fact that we are dwelling in the sukkah, and since and Shmini Atzeres we don't dwell in the sukkah, that is the proof that it's a regel b'fnei atzmei, that it's its own Yom Tov. Now it makes it so gishmak, yumtak. Once they understand that the yeshiva besukah is what defines the yomtiv, what makes the yomtiv, then on another day that we're not, you don't have a mitzvah to be in the sukkah, then obviously that's not part of this yomtiv. Besignen acher der chag vert ufkiton durch der yeshiva besukah shivas yom v'peil teisvu kein to duru. The yomtiv is being created by the dwelling in the sukkah. When a person dwells in the sukkah for 7 days, that's what makes the yomtiv. So now we understand this even deeper, that besukkah teis v'shivas yomim, it's not v'shivas hayomim, the 7 days that are already holy because Hashem defined them as chag. Besukkah teis v'shivas yomim, by dwelling in the sukkah for 7 days, we create this yomtiv of sukkahs. And now, let's understand how this applies to lulav. L'idach ba'lulav shteitu l'kachta l'cham b'yem harishin. Lulav, it says you should take the lulav on the first day. The mitzvah for Natilas lulav is vile dos is game arishon of Chag HaSukkos. Lulav is a detail in Sukkos. What makes the yomtiv of Sukkah, the dwelling in the Sukkah? Lulav is a detail, is an element of this mitzvah. Ubemeli is move on. As this man mitzvah, the shei mitzvah of the dalad minim, is chal b'yem arishon. When does the mitzvah, when is it considered a mitzvah? When does the lulav become holy? On the first day. The kedushas chag haSukkos is geirim the mechiyev shemitzvah aleihem. It is the sanctity of Sukkos, of the yomtiv of Sukkos, and this actually has halachic ramifications. That before yomtiv, a hadas has no any of the four minim have no holiness to them, other than the fact that you paid a lot of money. But other than that, it's not inherently holy until the first day of yomtiv, until you have the kedusha of chag haSukkos, which was made up by the dwelling in the sukkah. Classifies the Dalet Minim, the Lulav and the Esrig and the Hadas and the Arava as something that is holy and something that is a mitzvah. And since what makes the Lulav is the holiness of the Yantiv, and what makes the Yantiv the dwelling in the Sukkah. Move on. As a menem ta Lulav besukkah, does not play that in Kein Taduru. That when we're doing the mitzvah of Lulav in the Sukkah, it's not just a detail within the mitzvah of Taduru, that this is how I'm dwelling in the Sukkah by one of the ways, by making the bracha and doing the mitzvah of lulav, was of them kum tzu in mitzvah Sukkah, which that would be an improvement in the mitzvah of Sukkah, that the sadin in itil is lulav. It's actually an element, a din in lulav. It is meisav shleimus and the m'shem v'kiyim a mitzvah from lulav, mitzvah in a mufcher. What made the lulav a mitzvah? The yomtiv of Sukkos. What makes the yomtiv of Sukkos? The dwelling in the sukkah. So when I dwell in the sukkah by making the bracha, by doing the mitzvah of lulav, I am enhancing the mitzvah of lulav. And therefore, it's not just an element in the mitzvah of sukkah, it is an element in the mitzvah of lulav, it is an improvement to the mitzvah of lulav, that I'm fulfilling the taduru, that I'm creating the yomtiv, I'm making it into a yomtiv by doing the mitzvah of lulav in the sukkah. That's the ultimate way of doing it. So this answers the question, why the Alpi Nigla? Why does the Alter Rebbe say mitzvah min hamuvcher? Because since the whole yomtiv is made up by eating in the sukkah, or dwelling in the sukkah rather, since the whole yomtiv is made up by dwelling in the sukkah, so therefore, and mitzvah of lulav is created by the mitzvah of sukkah, of sukkahs, which is made up by the mitzvah of sukkah, so therefore, it means that the sukkah enhances the mitzvah of lulav. So this explains to us why by yomtiv of sukkahs, the Torah structured it the way it is. Why doesn't it say right away Besukkos Teis Shivas Yomim? Because it wants us to know that Besukkos Teis was not just a detail. That the reason we shouldn't think that the reason it's called Chag HaSukkos is because we're eating in the sukkah, and that sukkah is only a detail. But we should know that sukkah is the main element of the yomtiv. And that's why it doesn't say b'shiva sayamim, to imply that there's already 7 holy days, because the sukkah is what makes these days holy. And this is why the lulav is best done in the sukkah, because since the lulav is a prat in the chag, and the chag is made up by yeshiva b'sukkah, so therefore if the lulav is done in the sukkah, it enhances the mitzvah of lulav. And this gives us a whole new understanding in the mitzvah, into the yomtiv of sukkahs. Why the Torah lays it out the way it does. And the fact that despite the fact that there's nothing special, so to speak, about the 15th day or about these 7 days in the month, we, Yidden, Klal Yisrael, make these days holy by dwelling in the sukkah. Now we're going to go to the beer. On a deeper level, and how this applies to each and every one of us. As this man from Chamisha as the Chedesh Shvi Azeh, very tachag mitzad the mitzvah from Besukah Tishrei Yamim, that the 15th day of Tishrei becomes a yomtiv through the mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah, is in dem da amayla legabe dem vas bechag matzis is mamuv dumet tadatzmei, actually has an advantage over the yomtiv of Pesach, which is inherently already holy. You would think, look at this Pesach. Before you do anything, it's already a holy day. It's Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. Shaking sukkah is just a regular day, unless I'm dwelling in the sukkah. So the Rebbe says, maybe it's fakert. Maybe there's a maila in sukkahs in the fact that it doesn't have a pre-designated holiness. Because when it comes to sukkahs, the sanctity of the yomtiv is being created by the person's efforts. So it actually has an impact on the world. Because it's having an impact on the world. Zman, time, is part of the world. And the person, the yid who's keeping the mitzvah of sukkahs, is actually taking this time, which is inherently mundane, and is sanctifying it. It affects the time as it is without it previously being connected to holiness. But when it comes to Pesach, where the time has already been separated, designated as something holy, it doesn't have the same impact on the Gashmias. We're not doing anything to the Gashmias. The Eibishter did it. The Eibishter made this day holy because we took us out of Mitzrayim on that day. But when it comes to Sukkahs, when Yidden do the mitzvah of Sukkah, they are elevating and sanctifying this previously mundane section of time. And because of that, we see a difference in the mitzvah of the day. Chilas matzah when yeshiva besukkah. Chilas matzah is in yon achilas shel mitzvah. Es nitkin achilas v'asav al gitam b'lavachi. Nit b'shul mitzvah. Eating matzah, the whole eating is a mitzvah. Meaning to say that we're doing it only for the mitzvah. We wouldn't necessarily be eating matzah on the first day of Pesach, on the first night of Pesach, if the Eibishter didn't say to eat matzah. The act of the person, he's eating, he's drinking, he's sleeping, he's whatever it is, the act that he's doing is not things that he does, he's doing for the mitzvah. The whole idea is that you're dwelling in the sukkah as like you dwell in your house. In Yonimus Kehadin, to say that Achayim from Yedin mentioned things that are part of the daily order of a person's life. Not necessarily being connected to Yiddishkeit or Torah mitzvahs. Person eats. Eating is not inherently, intrinsically connected to Yiddishkeit. Und doch is es mit seinem Kaim a mitzvah in Shiva Sukkah. And he takes these mundane things and he does a mitzvah with it. The matzah, the act of eating, is because Hashem said so. The sukkah, the act of eating, is because he's hungry. Where is he eating it? He's eating it in the sukkah, so he's taking this mundane act of eating when he's hungry, and he's doing a mitzvah with it. Und das ist die Rilie für Chag HaSukkot, which this is the uniqueness of Sukkot. Kol HaShana Daf Menah B'nai Eidig Deila Sushtein in the Matzah V'Kol Masach HaYil Shem Shemayim V'Kol Derech HaDeyu. All year, we have to work really hard to take our deeds and do them for the sake of heaven, or to know Hashem in everything that we do, or everywhere we go. When it's kumt aber Chag HaSukkot, v'et uvketon, as kol anogesa von chayav yem yem kmei shem, zayin aninyin shal mitzvah. When it comes to Sukkot, you have the advantage that every single thing that he does, every mundane part of his life, becomes a mitzvah. In other words, during the year when you eat lunch, so the eating of lunch is not a mitzvah. If you eat it with the right kavana, then you're going to use it to serve Hashem, etc., then you elevate the food. When it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkot, the very fact that you're eating in the sukkah, without any kavanis and without any efforts, the fact that you're eating in the sukkah, you're taking your lunch, your mundane act, and it becomes a mitzvah. And because of that, you see it also in the physical sense. That the entire person, from head to toe, with his clothing, with his baggage, are all in the inside the sukkah. Was bei kein ander mitze gewimmen, dass die ganze mitze seine und alle seine in jonem, sondern seine rumgeringelt von der mitze von der Rebischten. In no other mitzvah do we find that the entire person with all of his accoutrements should be surrounded by a mitzvah von der Rebischten. A lot of times people say, what about mikveh? And in mikveh, a person is undressed. It's just the person. He leaves his clothes behind. He leaves whatever else behind. The person goes into the mikveh. In the sukkah, the person goes with his clothes, with his dirty shoe, the mud on the shoes, with his satchel, with everything, the entire person, with everything that comes along with it, the good and the hepech ha-good, it all goes inside the sukkah. Because the sukkah is elevating the person. It's making the person and all of his parts, all the parts of him, holy. So that's the idea of Pnimis and Yonim. The difference between Pesach and Sukkot. Pesach is the Eibush that gives us a mitzvah to do this, so we do it because the Eibush said so. Sukkot, we're doing mundane things, but we're doing it in a holy way. In Demis, Alter Rabbi Meisav Madgish, as mitzvah natilas lulav besukkot, mitzvah ben amufcha from lulav. Then, as we said, we explained it al pi nigla. Now we're going to explain it by Vedas Adam. Now the Alter Rebbe adds and highlights that the mitzvah of lulav to be done in the sukkah is an improvement to the mitzvah of lulav. And the quote is lefichach ba'beiker kaitim sheyisfalal ba'edi besukkah. Therefore, in the morning before davening, when he's still in the sukkah, yivarech, he should make the bracha on the lulav. Because the bracha is al natilas lulav. It's not just a bracha on the sukkah. Leishiv basukkah. When it comes to lulav, I'm making a bracha on the lulav, but the Alter Rebbe is saying it's best done in the sukkah. Ken doch meinen, as in etikat zu sein harum genommen von mitzvah sukkah von osn elyon, one might think that this necessity to be enveloped with the mitzvah of sukkah, which means to be enveloped by the will of Hashem, is negia bikut zazelcha v'zayin farnumim mit yonu tzarchum gashmim, is relevant to those that are immersed or involved in physical things, material things. But not to those that are in the category of the lulav, which, as Chazal explained, the lulav, each of the four species, has its own unique characteristics. The palm branch has taste. The palm has the date has taste. So the lulav represents someone who learns Torah. So you would think that maybe he doesn't have to be in the sukkah. Because they are constantly connected to Hashem, to the learning of Torah. So therefore they don't need the sukkah. They already have the holiness. Now, and so too, when it comes to a regular person, he could think to himself, I understand that when it comes to my eating or drinking, it should be inside of and enveloped by this mitzvah of sukkah, because it's something mundane, I have to make it holy. But why would I think that the mitzvah of sukkah has to encompass even my learning of Torah? And Mustaka Eich Mekayim Zayin Mitzvahs. He knows that he has to do the mitzvahs. Because if somebody says, I'm only going to learn Torah and not do the mitzvahs, then even the Torah he doesn't truly have, because Torah and mitzvahs have to go together. But that would be an element in sukkah, that since the sukkah has to envelop the person entirely, it has to envelop the even the learning of the person. But I wouldn't think that as a part of my learning, I have to do it in the sukkah. I would understand that I have to do mitzvahs. That means to say that a person has to be, that a person has to be entirely permeated with the Eibishter. But when it comes to my learning, which is the mitzvah of lulav in the parable, then it doesn't have to be enveloped by the sukkah. Because by learning Torah, I'm already connected to the Eibishter. Zokman, therefore the Alter Rebbe comes and says, as mitzvah netilasi basukah is mitzvah ben amufka, that to take the lulav, to do the mitzvah of lulav, the best way to do it is in the sukkah. Thus is negeyat zainavon of asaka b'teira, doing it in the sukkah, meaning to say having it enveloped by the Eibus as Ratzon Elyon, actually affects the way you understand and learn Torah. And named Chachmas Atera, versus Chachmas Yitzin Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he internalizes the will and the wisdom of Hashem. When a derhert, when his margish as dos was a lerent as an inyan was as a makif, when his be'ein arecha for him, when can he truly internalize what he's learning? when he recognizes is that it has to, that this learning has to entirely encompass him, and that it is entirely higher than him, incomparably higher than him. Because only then does he have the proper bittul to, and desire to want to internalize the Torah of Hashem, which is truly hidden from anybody, and to be able to bring that down in Zainavan of Asaga into his own comprehension, into his own understanding, that only comes when you're inside the sukkah, which means when you're enveloped by the Ebis of Ratzon Elyon, when you recognize that. That it's higher than you, and you need to have a sense of bittul towards it. Only then can you really truly grasp it. So just to summarize this last sif that we just learned, lulav represents limud ha-Torah. Whether it's a person who is a loymed Torah, whether it's a person who has other things that they do as well, but in this moment they're learning Torah. Person might think, when I'm learning Torah, I'm removed from the world. Says the Alter Rebbe, no. Even lulav has to be in the sukkah. Even lulav, even when you're sitting and learning, it has to be enveloped by the recognition that the Eibishter surrounds me, that my whole being is made up by the Eibishter. Meaning to say that the Torah is higher than me. Just like we say, the Yom Tov of Sukkot is what makes the Yom Tov. It's the recognition that the Eibishter surrounds me, and that the Eibishter is much higher than me, that enhances my Limud HaTorah, because it gives me the bittul to recognize this, and because of that, I'm able to internalize such a much, much higher level of learning. That is the Bechlal. Shas Ba'im is not the Eisek HaTorah Bepeil. So too, when it comes to a person in general, where not only does he learn Torah, but he recognizes the preciousness and the he has a love for Torah, which is the words Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila, that the Yidden, not just they learned Torah, but they made a bracha on it first. They recognize that it's the Eibishter's Torah. Ver Terebech von Avda Aretz. This causes the opposite of the destruction of the land. We merit speedily to the Eibishter spreading over us the sukkah of his peace. In the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, v'Savim Shtei V'Hi B'Shalim Sukkah. To the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, which on it says that it will be the completion of the sukkah, which will be built by Mashiach Tzidkenu speedily in our days. So what we have to do is we have to, in every part of our life, we have to recognize the preciousness of Torah and not separate Torah from the world, but have Torah enveloped, have our Limud HaTorah enveloped, and the preciousness of Torah and the recognition of Torah enveloped by the Eibishter, by the connection with Hashem. Not to say, oh, I already learned Torah, I'm connected. No. There's a higher connection to Hashem that enhances our Limud HaTorah and actually brings Geula to the world.